T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I guess a caller called in with some breaking news there, Ike, during the, yes, Ben, what is it?
Apparently you got Cruncher Bunch and Cracker Jack confused.
No!
It's the same thing, idiot. Idiot, it's the same thing, competing company. I'm reading off of the online, you can buy it for $2.51 at Rite Aid.
Yeah, Cruncher Bunch.
Popcorn,
yeah.
Buttery toffee with peanuts.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, you gotta see the box to know it.
No, but that's
I read it off
like,
the box.
It's like
no, not you.
Bar.
I'm talking about whoever is out
it's
there.
It's like a Crunch Bar versus a Crackle Bar. Like, are they the same thing? They're really not.
They don't. No, they don't taste the same. No, they don't.
It doesn't mean they taste the same, but it's the
essentially
it's the
similar,
same ingredients.
Yes, it's similar. Yeah.
Crackle's better, by the way.
Time you ever see that, you see the little yellow wrapper.
That's
candy
Mr. Good
things.
Bar. Crackle's red.
Yeah, no, Crackle is the red one. Yeah. Mr. Good Bar is the yellow one.
And that's
same company. Same Mr. Good Bar.
What is Mr. Good Bar?
It's
peanuts and Hershey's.
Peanuts.
See, the difference is the Crunch Bar is Nestle chocolate, but the Crackle Bar is Hershey chocolate.
Right.
Hershey chocolate's better than Nestle.
Yes,
right.
I'm all about Hershey.
There you go. Oh, yeah, is that it? You just like the red. I love the underrated Hershey with almond, the Hershey almond bar. I like the one that breaks into the squares,
right,
too, but I love the almond bar.
That's the chocolate. Yeah, the almond bar is better. Mr. Good Bar was something my mother used to light when I was a kid. That's what I remember Mr. Good Bar from when I was a kid.
Peanuts and chocolate. Yeah, it's it. Like it. Back to the phones. Chuck and Tacony. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Mr. Reese and Mr. March. How you doing today?
It's us.
What up,
Chuck? How are you?
I'm so excited, man. Listen, I'm telling you, after the Pittsburgh Steelers, who won the Super Bowl for Bettis, and the Ravens, and the Giants, who caught fire at the end of the season, I can sense it, man. I mean, those guys were hitting with a purpose on Monday. The defense, in particular, were playing with an attitude. Mm-hmm. And that's all I asked for my team, just to play with an attitude, man. They was hitting, and they was just excited to be out there. And I could just see this team getting hot, and I wouldn't want to play the Super Bowl champions in the playoffs.
Right.
You know,
go ahead.
And any team with Carson Wentz, number 11 back there, you know, with his ability, has a chance to win in the playoffs. And real quick, if you guys are, I have an overrated and underrated, but I'll let you elaborate on that. I mean, I just think this team can get hot at the right time, and they're getting hot at the right time. They're getting healthy, and I think they can be a scary team in the playoffs. I wouldn't want to play Super Bowl champions in the playoffs.
You're right.
Am I overrated? Overrated?
Yeah.
It's Superman. Superman and his movies stink. I'm a Batman fan.
Oh, yeah.
All day long.
Oh, yeah, you gotta go Batman over Superman. I'm with you on that. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, because Superman has this seeming, we all know kryptonite is his weakness, but there's nothing really else to Superman.
All right, you're qualified, Chuck.
Other than he's Superman.
Well,
at least Batman has gadgets.
Well, I would let the nerd decide this one, Ben.
Certainly makes better movies. Dark Knight. Come on, man. You can't beat the Dark Knight series.
But all Batman does is he's like a handyman. Like, he doesn't actually have any powers.
Now, if we're talking about
the tool belt.
If we're talking about the TV series, you might have me a Batman. I can't comment on the movies outside, I guess, the original one.
Oh, the movie. The Batman movies are great. I'm talking about the Dark Knight series, not that Michael Keaton and
George Clooney nonsense.
Right.
But isn't the camera a big Superman guy? Doesn't he always talk about, like, Superman 3?
No, Batman.
3?
He's a Batman guy.
Is he?
Well, I know he wears the Batman costume every year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think he likes Superman as well. Batman.
Yeah. Batman had the coolest show. Come on, man.
Batman. Well, yeah, but this was the TV show.
Batman also had the cooler villains.
That's what I'm saying. Batman was the bat. Was
like,
better.
Who is Superman's arch rival?
Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor, yeah.
Yeah,
and Kryptonite.
Lex Luthor and Kryptonite. Then yeah, Batman. You got Joker. You got Two-Face. You got the cool villains.
You got Two Chains.
Yeah, but you can't pull out the periodic chart or whatever it is and foil a Batman, right? With Superman, you can get him. You bring a rock.
There's just something about not having a weakness that is not really appealing. gotta have some sort of weakness, man. And the fact that Batman is really a human without superpowers, he just uses his gadgets.
Yeah, but
cars and motorcycles.
Superman has the beautiful Lois Lane. He can get changed in the photo. In the phone booth.
Yeah, people out there don't know what you're talking about. Well, most of our audience does. Yeah, young Ben doesn't.
Ben phone booth?
Yeah, he don't know what the phone booth is. yeah. Lois Lane was a little annoying though.
Not when it was Terry Hatcher in that in the TV show with Dean Cain. Love me some Terry Hatcher.
I did not like that Superman with Dean Cain.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I like looking at Terry. That's for sure.
Terry Hatcher. She had another TV show, right?
Terry Hatcher. I forget. What else was she in?
Desperate Housewives.
That's what it was. Desperate Housewives.
You're going to make fun of me for knowing that.
No, I knew that too. I knew that too. I just couldn't remember what show it was. Yeah, Desperate Housewives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that.
I mean, Nicolette Sheridan.
Yeah.
T.O. Tried to ruin Monday night, that nonsense in the locker room.
That's still better than what they put on now.
Yeah, let's go back to Nicolette and the towel with T.O.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you think of that?
Yeah, I was all for it.
God, people were so outraged. High five.
High five, T.O. Yeah, there you go. Good job, brother. Love the commercial last night.
Let's go,
the promo.
Let's go to T.R. in Winfield. What's up, T.R.? Eagles back, man? Is this a dangerous team?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they back. I'm seeing execution a little bit better, executing their plays a little bit more better. I like that play that was froze Kelsey was running down the field, how Kelsey held dude off. It was like he was running his little brother down the street, man. Mm-hmm. Get away from him.
Kelsey has received proper credit for that block. I've seen everywhere.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. But I thought he was getting for Holton with his right arm out there, but I don't know if that's a technique or not in football, but it looked like he was holding me with that right arm when he was running down.
But Ike,
isn't
the whole thing, as long as you keep it in and not out, as long as you have it up by the neck.
Is that technique? Yeah, I didn't know if that was a technique, but it looked good, though, and we scored. That made me happy. I'm seeing execution. I think we're back. I think we're going all the way.
I love it.
Be back, man.
I love it, TR. You know what I'm saying? I love it. Yeah. I'm with you, man. The team's getting healthy. It seems like they have their swagger back. It seems like they feel like, okay, we've gotten through sort of the muddy part of the season. We couldn't get out of our own way. And lo and behold, we look up.
A little bit more nastiness, though.
Yeah.
A little bit more meanness, though. Just a little bit more meanness in our backfield a little bit. I need to hit a little bit more.
Oh, we mean the running backs?
Them too, but the defensive backs. In the linebacker. I want them hitting harder, though. You know, that's what I want. Like, they was playing before. Like, Malcolm, I want them smashing.
I got to tell you, TR, I'd be happy with a wrap-up and pull them down to the ground, man. As many tackles as these dudes is missing out there, just tackle them. Because you know what play we're going to see again? The same one we've seen the last 4 or 5 weeks.
That's worked?
Yeah, that's worked every time a team runs it.
Yeah.
Sidney Jones, understand, if I'm telling you on Tuesday, which was yesterday when I started this, and I'm reminding you on Wednesday that this play is coming, I know Jim Schwartz has gone over this play in the defensive meeting room. Dude, know that you're going to get this play. Whatever corner is on the backside of the defense, when they motion over the slot, right? Saquon ran it. Zeke ran it. Who's the back in New Orleans? Mark Ingram
got 38 yards
on the play.
Right, but Sean Payton said in that when Peter King was in with him when they were having the meeting the night before, their game plan was to not only throw at Sidney Jones, to run at him, right. starting with the first play.
And you know what that says? That says we know he doesn't want to tackle.
Yep. So he better learn how to cover.
Like, that's what that says. That says he's not a willing tackler.
That's fine if he's got cover skills, right?
Right.
That's fine.
Listen, 21.
Well, I can deal with it.
I talked about the type of game we had against Dallas the last time, and in the first half, I thought the defense kept us in the game up until that final drive right before the half where we gave up that touchdown right before the half. It was a 6-3 ball game. Up until that, it was a 6-3 ball game up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they gave that touchdown up right before the half on that horrendous third down play.
Third down.
Remember that play? The Rasul Douglas play, the Jim Schwartz picket fence defense back there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the real egregious a transgression on that play was Rasul Douglas coming up, and instead of him turning the running back,
he went inside.
Back into the pursuit, he goes inside, and they basically just go outside him.
He just said, here you go, have the first down.
He basically blocked Malcolm Jenkins.
No, it was, listen, and you've seen Rasul, hey, he responded
much
with some tackles.
Last week.
No, he responded.
Much better last week.
He responded. I can deal with the other stuff. If he made an open field tackle.
A couple of them.
A couple of them. He stopped the third. It was on a third down. I guess it was an 8-yard gain. He stopped on maybe a screen. And he had another one right on the line of scrimmage.
The funny thing is, the play on the screen to Chris Thompson is very similar to the wide receiver screen they ran at him. He had a lineman coming at him.
Yep.
He had a block. He had to defeat.
No, listen, Chris Thompson.
He made the decision to go make the tackle and go to the outside as opposed to going under the block.
Chris Thompson's as shifty as they come,
oh,
right?
Man,
I mean,
he is.
He's top one on one.
He's hurt us in the past. He's beaten us.
He's hurt a lot of teams. No,
yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that's a matchup that the Eagles would win, given that. Let me get a Crunch and Munch versus Cracker Jack real fast. Sean and King of Prussia, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, Johnny? What's up, Ike?
Hey,
what
buddy.
Up, Sean?
All right. So listen, did he say Crunch and Bunch or?
Crunch and,
crunch and munch.
It's crunch and munch.
Crunch and munch. Okay. I thought he'd see. I was thinking he said bunch of cruncher, those little, you know, the crunch bars where you get them at the movie theaters. And you were talking about the movies, and that popped into my head as an underrated. So when he said that, I needed confirmation.
Munch
of
cruncher?
No. Bunch of cruncher. They're crunch bars, but they're like, you know, little nuggets.
Yeah, little nuggets like gerbil, like gerbil food.
Oh, it's Nestle Crunch things. All right.
Is chocolate involved?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a Nestle Crunch in a little bag. Right?
Movie theater candy is overrated. I don't want candy at a movie theater. I want popcorn.
But you know what? The only time I would ever eat a Raisinette is at a movie. And I think Raisinettes are underrated. But you never think to get, like, I don't go to Wawa and be like, I need a little snack. Let me get a box of Raisinette or a bag of Raisinettes.
Why would anybody voluntarily eat a raisin?
Because they're good.
No, they're not.
Dude,
yeah,
disgusting.
I'm with Ben on this.
Raisins are disgusting?
Yeah, raisin bran was disgusting when I was
a kid. Oh, my God, dude. Raisin bran's one of my favorites.
I used to hate when I get to school. You know, this is back when they gave you breakfast at school.
Right.
When you sign up for free breakfast and lunch, you're on a free food meal plan.
Hell yeah.
And you get there, but if you get there too late, the Corn Pops and the
Fruit
Loops.
You get Raisin Bran.
You get the bad cereal. You get the cereal that's left over, right? So you're either going to get Raisin Bran or the Rice Krispie treats.
Well, that's Rice Krispies is no good.
And especially if you don't get
fruit.
And you don't get enough sugar to put in there.
And you got to put a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah. And you know, in school, you're getting two packs of the little sugar. You're not getting.
That's it.
You know the little bowls they gave you
in
school?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You need big spoonfuls with Rice Krispies of sugar.
Yeah. Come on, man. Raisin bran?
But one of the reasons I
old
like
folks cereal.
One of the reasons I like oatmeal.
Raisins is an old folks treat.
Raisins are great. I can eat raisins right out of the box, man. You two are crazy.
I just insulted the elderly community. Not the elderly community. What is it? What is it? The mature community.
Are they mature?
Yes.
Well, we like mature women.
I apologize. I'm sorry about that.
888-729-9494, offending the raisin community.
Yeah.
Remember the California raisins?
I mean, raisins go right next to Almond Joys and Mounds.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.